How's she sounding, Rick?
Getting there. Needs a little tuning.
Rick Kelly is tuning up one of the guitars he's just built from scratch. But these are no ordinary guitars. They're guitars made from wood reclaimed from the buildings that surround us here in his small workshop in New York City.
A lot of the musicians tell me that it's kind of spooky and haunting sometimes. They'll think that, you know, there's almost a ghostly thing going on inside the guitar.
Do you think there is an element of that?
I'm open to believing in anything. What do I know?
Don't be fooled. Rick knows a lot when it comes to guitars. He's been building and repairing them for over 50 years.
See all these papers here? Mm-hmm. These are all orders.
Is this organization, Rick,
that's
or
organized.
What is this?
I think that's very organized.
Just a huge pile of papers crumpled up on your workbench.
Organized chaos, yeah.
As we chat, Rick files a piece of wood, which is clamped tightly in a vice grip.
Yeah, I'm using this drum knife here. This was my grandfather's, and he told me this was his father's.
Rick went to art school in Baltimore City and for 10 years ran different guitar shops, but financially things weren't really adding up.
You know, just getting by, living in, I used to call it sleeping in the wood chips.
Would you sleep in the shop?
Yeah, always. All my shops, that was part home and part work.
In 1976, he moved to New York City. He didn't have a lot of money, so had to rent a small store in the West Village, right next to a social club, run by the Mafia.
Those guys were always out there. I'd have the Cadillacs pulling up
really?
Every weekend. You know, they'd be blocked right in front of my store, and what are you going to say? You're not going to say anything to those guys. They looked at me like I was some crazy hippie.
Rick was wise and just kept to himself and kept making guitars. And word started to spread around New York of this highly skilled guitar producer who used a very special type of wood.
This wood that frames out these old buildings here is old growth white pine. It's a Pinus strobus. It's a species of pine tree that could live up to 400 years. And they were giant trees because they had never been cut down. These were Indians living here, you know, when they traded for the Manhattan Island.
So the wood you're using dates back to the Indians here?
Oh, yeah. George Washington walked around. These old trees were just little big old growth trees by then. And
every guitar that comes out of Rick's workshop, which is around one a week, is created using reclaimed wood from buildings around New York City. In some cases, this wood can be up to 600 years old. The pieces of wood, all different shapes and sizes, are stacked right up to the ceiling at the back wall. Marked on them is the name of the building, the street, or the area they came from.
Now, because I'm Irish, I spot this plywood beside you, and
yeah.
It says McSorley's. Now,
yeah.
In Ireland, where I'm from, there's a bar nearby called McSorley's, but that's not from the McSorley's in Dublin, Ireland.
No, it almost is. It's from here in the east side, the oldest bar in New York. Well, I'd like these burned pieces here. They come from the Serbian Orthodox Cathedral over on 26th Street.
It must be an amazing feeling when you know that you are working with and crafting a piece of history.
Yeah, I always think about that with this wood, you know, and being a roof rafter. In a lot of ways, these buildings went from one thing to another. They were, you know, once a fancy hotel. Then it became like a bum hangout, you know. It sometimes turned into brothels and whatnot, and just old bars. And
Rick claims that the age of the wood and the fact that it has been drying out in buildings for over 100 years really affects its resonance and the sound the instrument produces. So because of this, he has sold guitars to some of the all-time greats. Patti Smith, she has a guitar made out of wood from the Chelsea Hotel, a hotel that she used to stay at, as does Lou Reed. Bob Dylan has bought a few guitars from Rick too.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby.
Bob Dylan has sent me pictures back from Beijing and Australia, him playing my guitar on stage. So that's real special. I saw Lou had pictures of him playing the guitar at Carnegie Hall. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. You know that that photo will be around forever, and that picture of that guitar will be around forever somewhere. Yeah, it's a different, weird kind of feeling that you know it's going to not only be around while you're alive, but long after you're gone.
And out in the front part of the shop, an elderly lady sweeps the floor. She also answers the telephone, does the accounts, deals with the customers and everything else. Her name is Dorothy and she's Rick's mother.
Bookkeeping, cleaning, dusting guitars, sweeping the sidewalk.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
Why do you enjoy it?
I guess it's just company being here and so many interesting people coming and going. And when his dad died, he brought me in and gave me another whole life.
Is that when you started?
Yes.
And so that took your mind off it a bit.
Exactly.
And now, are you interested in guitars yourself? Do you like the guitar music?
Not in the least.
No. Can I ask you what age you are now? I know it's very rude to us.
93.
93 years young?
Yes, I am.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yes, I am.
What's your secret? Don't say guitar music.
I have no idea. The good Lord had made that decision.
Is it happy hour, Cindy, or what's happening here?
Yeah. I know, it's almost time to go.
It's not Irish whiskey. We usually have that, but since I had this bottle of Chianti, we figured we'd open that up today.
Out in the front of the shop, more customers are coming in to have a look at Rick's creations.
His guitars changed my life, the way I play. It's a very special instrument and a very special change to what you feel when you pick one up.
What's your favorite thing about this, Rick? You've been doing it now, as you say, for 50 years. Most people in a career for 50 years would be sick to death of it and ready for retirement. You still have that fire in your belly and that passion. Yeah. Why is that?
Every guitar sounds different, you know. They all have a different kind of vibration, a different kind of sound, and that's fascinating enough. But then when you get to have somebody who really knows how to play them, so that's fascinating to me.